meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Highs around 53 this afternoon under clear skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 27. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow, high of 53. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
Good America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced a new grants program for Kansas homeowners across the state of Kansas who may need repair for damages that were done as a result of a snowstorm or wildfire back in 2022. WIBW reports that the grant is available to 22 different Kansas counties, as the USDA says they are trying to help Kansans repair their homes following the damage from the snowstorms or wildfires, as the funds were made available through the supplemental disaster funding under the Rural Disaster Home Repair Grant Program. If you qualify for the grants, you could see up to $40,000 straight from the USDA to repair your homes. They could be used on home repair expenses as a result of presidentially declared disasters in 2022, preparation for a site for a manufactured home, or the relocation of a manufactured home. Eligibility for the grants include a household income that does not exceed the low limits based on household size and county, your home's location, and homes located based on presidentially declared disaster areas. For more information or to apply for the program, you can go to FEMA.gov/disasters/declarations.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per 1,000 finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Monday.
One individual has been injured after being hit by shrapnel after an explosion that happened in Ottawa, Kansas on Monday morning. KSNC News reports that according to the Ottawa Police Department, the incident happened when a garbage truck was collecting the trash. And while the truck was compacting the trash, the explosion occurred, causing flying debris to strike the man. He was taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. The Olathe Fire Department's bomb squad, along with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Ottawa Fire Department, and the Ottawa Police Department are all investigating the incident. As of right now, law enforcement believes it may be a malicious incident, as the police department are asking citizens to report any suspicious activity in the area by calling 785-242-2561. In other news, a 44-year-old man from Deming, New Mexico, has died after a head-on collision that happened in Ingalls, Kansas. KWCH News reports the event happened on US 50 around 9 p.m. on Saturday when he had swerved into oncoming traffic and collided with a semi-truck. He was taken to a local hospital and pronounced dead. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Whether you're a new homeowner or have lived in your house for years, we know how important it is to you. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't just protect your house and property, it also protects your belongings, yourself, and your guests. You put a lot of hard work into providing a home for your family. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for the best combination of homeowners insurance coverage to protect your hard-earned investment.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska State Legislature wrapped up last week passing the first of three different rounds of debates on a bill that would ban gender-affirming care for transgender youth in the state. As KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the legislative bill 574 came after 3 weeks of the filibuster for many legislators.
To protect children, when the truth is that children are harmed even by the introduction of bills like this.
Figuring out how to get to the finish line and how do we get the best bill we can, and walking away with nothing wasn't a good alternative.
That audio from KSNB at Local Channel 4. The bill will need to go through two more rounds of voting before heading to the Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Attention farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 13th through 15th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services from more than 300 exhibitors. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks. Sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Commissioners last week appointed Eric Helms as interim road and bridge supervisor, effective immediately. Helms works in the department and met with the board in executive session last week. The appointment came after Kim Knox advised he was giving his 2 weeks' notice as assistant road and bridge supervisor, overseeing the department these past 2 weeks, since road and bridge supervisor Justin Novak quit. Washington County Dispatch will be testing sirens throughout the county the first Monday every month. 10 a.m. sirens will be blown as long as the weather is not stormy. The testing will be year-round to ensure sirens are in working order. Hours at the Washington County Treasurer's Office to administer driver's license work will be reduced as of April 10th. New service hours 8 to 11 Monday through Friday. No appointments will be necessary. Nemahal County Commissioners made no decision last week on a request from the City of Sabetha and Rock Creek Township to chip seal a 2-mile section of Kansas Road from W to Y and a section of 14th Street from Utah to Kansas. A proposal was to clean and prep with the county providing chip seal and assume maintenance. Rural Water Districts asked consideration of a portion of ARPA funds, which commissioners advised they would keep in mind. Fair board members spoke about continuing the county fair at the site of the community building and will continue use of the building at no charge. They also spoke of the prospect of adding on to the horse barn or constructing a larger barn at the same location. A budget analysis of a Nemahal County nutrition program was presented and options to reduce costs were discussed. Gage County supervisors held a public hearing to hear support and or opposition on Gage County's 1- and 6-year highway improvement plan. Discussion included grants being pursued to improve 162nd Road, encouraging approval of the 1- and 6-year program, making it a priority. Cost to armor cart a mile is estimated at $15,000, and the difference in the price of concrete versus asphalt was discussed, as well as getting caught up on rock and gravel allocations. The 1- and 6-year plan was approved unanimously, as was a special use permit for a commercial greenhouse operation in Logan Township. Another planning and zoning meeting is scheduled March 28th in Gage County for a special use permit for the co-op and would also have additional discussion on the hog facility permit. Planning and Zoning Board will have a public hearing April 5th at 9:30 a.m. on solar regulations. Washington County authorities advise that a letter circulating from a firm regarding an insurance payout is a scam and should be disregarded by residents. The letterhead was from Woodland Brent and Associates. USDA has issued nearly $290 million in top-up payments through the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. FSA will continue to issue payments to underserved producers. Those who may feel they are eligible, contact County FSA office by March 31st to receive the top-up payment. The FSA office in Marysville is at 785-562-5343. The meeting, which was planned Tuesday regarding the Marshall County Jail Project in Blue Rapids, has been rescheduled for Thursday, March 30th at the Community Center beginning at 7 p.m. Clarita Hora, age 87, of Wichita, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Tuesday, 3 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with visitation Tuesday, 11 until 2:30 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Clarita Hora. Gail A. Collins, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Gail Collins. Fred W. Behrens, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Behrens. Ruth E. Musil, age 100, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Frankfort United Methodist Church, burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ruth Musil. Lorene A. Keniston, age 91, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Sunday at 2 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Palmer, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Saturday, 4 until 8. Family will receive friends Saturday, 5 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lorene Keniston.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
KNDY.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 60s. And staying partly cloudy throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying warmer but breezy throughout Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 70s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower 40s and lower 50s. South winds still around 25 and gusting as high as 40. Some rain showers are possible early on Friday, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 70s. Westerly winds around 25 miles per hour and gusting as high as 40. And partly cloudy skies over Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Northwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. And some sunshine throughout Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March 61, record high on this date 86. The average low 36 and the record low is 16. Sunrise this morning, 7:18. Sunset this evening at 7:46. Light bit of snow fell overnight here in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska.
If the butterfly experts are right, we might be seeing more monarch butterflies this summer. We will share some good insect news today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Granger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 28th, the 87th day of the year. Entertainers Reba McEntire and Lady Gaga are sharing a birthday. Here's some good news for butterfly lovers. Conservationists in Mexico, where monarch butterflies spend the winter, say the population has grown 35% in the past year. The amount of monarch butterflies is the highest it's been since the year 2000. Favorable breeding conditions account for much of the increase. But there's also been a concerted effort to restore native milkweed plants along migration routes, the only plants that butterflies will lay eggs on. It's right about now, by the way, that the butterflies are beginning their spring migration northward through the U.S. and Canada. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Cook & Company proudly supports the Nemaha Central students for their academic achievements. Good job, scholars. Cook & Company in Seneca, with the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Nemaha Central students who strive to be the best in math, science, computer technology, and other areas. These students deserve a round of applause. Good luck at upcoming events. From Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair.
Work, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals are getting set to open up their season coming up Thursday. The Royals will host the Twins for the season opener. Matt Cotrero, new Royals manager, is very excited about his young players, especially Brady Singer and Bobby Witt Jr.
Different atmosphere for sure, but it's great to have them back, and it's great to hear how their experience was.
Last year, the Royals finished dead last in the AL Central. They posted a 65-97 record. It is all new management this year for Kansas City. After the Kansas Jayhawk women's basketball team was able to do something that both the men's basketball team and football team wasn't in beating Arkansas 78-64, they advanced to the Fab Four of the WNIT. The Jayhawks will host Washington on Wednesday inside of Allen Fieldhouse. Tickets for the WNIT Fab Four tournament went on sale yesterday. The Wichita State Shocker baseball team will host Oklahoma tonight in downtown Wichita at Riverfront Stadium. Riverfront Stadium is the home of the Wichita Wind Surge. It's the second time the Shockers have played there.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty Eck Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trade-in required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. Prices plus tax and fees, dealer add-ons extra. 2023 F-150, 23T219, MSRP 63905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2023 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand financed. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicles subject to prior sale. Offers expire at sunset.
So far this offseason, the Kansas City Chiefs have lost a lot off of last year's Super Bowl winning roster, including their offensive coordinator in Eric Bieniemy. Eric Bieniemy spent a lengthy time with Kansas City as the coordinator, which a lot of people thought warranted him a chance to be a head coach in the NFL. Bieniemy left earlier this season to take the offensive coordinator job with the Washington Commanders. At the owners' meeting yesterday, head coach Andy Reid said this will give EB an opportunity to move in and run the whole show, get my name out of it, and put his name on it. I think that's important right now for him to become a head coach in the league. After taking the Texas Longhorns to an Elite Eight, the interim tag has now been removed from head coach Rodney Terry. He got offered a 5-year deal yesterday from the Longhorns. Details have emerged on the new contract for Wichita State basketball coach Paul Mills. He'll make a little over $1.5 million next season. The base pay for Paul Mills will increase every single year. The entire contract is worth $8.54 million. It is a 5-year deal. Kansas Mid-America Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
KNDY congratulates all the area basketball teams on a great season and a strong finish. Relive every exciting moment of the state tournament games that we broadcast live on KNDY as a podcast to download or share under the sports tab at our website, KNDYradio.com. Also, all of our regular season broadcasts are archived as well. Congratulations to all of the area teams and a thanks to our sponsors who made our live broadcast coverage possible.
The flowers have faded and swollen pods have replaced the beautiful blooms on your amaryllis. If you're patient and like to experiment, you may want to let the pods mature, collect the seeds, and start new plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Harvest the seeds when the seed pod turns yellow and starts to crack open. Plant them in clean containers filled with vermiculite or a sterile seed starting mix. Lay the seeds on their sides and cover lightly with the growing mix. Keep the soil warm, about 70 to 75 degrees, and moist. Seeds should sprout within 4 to 6 weeks. Move them to a sunny location or under artificial light as soon as any greenery appears. The seedlings will look like grass. Continue to water and fertilize as needed and keep them growing year-round. In about 4 to 5 years, you'll have mature plants ready to flower. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Lowe's MVP's bonus days are back for pros. Right now, buy a DeWalt 20-volt max power stack battery 2-pack at $199 and get a select DeWalt bear tool free. Plus, earn 3 times the bonus points on all Metabo HPT tools and products. Shop even more savings and bonus points offers during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any, about 320 through 331, subject to change. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. Visit Lowe's.com/MVP's bonus points for details.
KNDY. The Mississippi River flows over 2,500 miles southward through the Midwestern U.S. That is, unless you are here, where the river actually meanders north for about 50 miles. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, host of The American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside, as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
The Treaty of Paris that ended the American Revolutionary War stated that the headwaters of the Mississippi River would be the boundary for the new nation. But where did the Great River begin? Henry Rose Schoolcraft was one of those determined to locate it in 1820.
He came with Governor Cass of Michigan Territory when Minnesota was part of that territory. They got pretty close. They came up to a lake, which is now renamed Cass Lake. But when Schoolcraft was there in 1820, he asked his Indian guides, is this truly the source? And they said no.
Connie Cox says Schoolcraft was told the origin of the river was farther south and west.
So he had the opportunity to come back again in 1832, and on his expedition, he had an Ojibwa guide lead him here to Lake Itasca.
But as soon as Schoolcraft declared Lake Itasca the origin, he was challenged by a multitude of others.
We had people like Joseph Nicolet who came, and he actually developed a very extensive map of the river system, and he declared that there's another river named Nicolet Creek, of course, after him. He called that the Infant Mississippi.
Still others came here, claiming they had found a hidden lake that was the actual source. Eventually, Jacob Brower was commissioned to review the dispute.
The whole area around Itasca Park is like a basin, or if you think about it, think of like a saucer or a teacup. And all of these lakes and rivers line the rim of that teacup and down the sides, but on the very bottom of the teacup is where Lake Itasca would sit.
And the point where those waters poured from Lake Itasca was determined to be a river, the beginning of the Great Mississippi River. Traveling the Countryside at Lake Itasca, Minnesota. I'm Andrew McCray.
Pre-
Precision Ag Technology helps us document what's happening in the fields. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. It may soon be required for conservation efforts and carbon markets as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Precision Ag Technology helps producers document the economics of crop production and conservation. Efficiencies in fuel, seed, chemical use, yield monitoring, and pest management are just a few of the goals that can be tracked by data recorded in the tractor cab. Those statistics provide a priceless report to the producer at the end of each season. Ryan Bergman is a program coordinator in ag technology at Iowa State University. He says, we know technology can document field passes where we have an input, but he predicts documentation will need to go even further.
Our planter passes are always pretty well documented. Spraying passes are pretty well documented. We collect yield data when we run the combine through the field. But I think we're going to see a growing emphasis on documenting every pass every year. You know, even things like tillage passes. Maybe we're going to track grain car passes in the future, right? Understand where we're putting that additional compaction in our field. Or work that we typically might have hired or had someone custom do for us, you know, making sure that we get that included in our database of as applied data, that we have that available.
He says companies are continuously working on new technologies to capture as much precise farm data as possible. This is important for producers as regulations and requirements change.
Moving in the future for continued government-funded conservation efforts, right? We're going to see more and more that this type of documentation will be demanded. But then also we're starting to hear a lot of folks, you know, talking about carbon markets, you know, utilizing that type of system for their farm. And this type of documentation is going to play key roles in that as well as we move forward into the future.
On the grower's side, this will help producers verify where they're starting and document the progresses made throughout their operations. Learn more about ag tech and farm documentation at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh,
ever heard a story that made you stop and recalibrate how you think about life? Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. For me, one of the most humbling stories in the Bible tells of the widow who gave her last two small coins to the temple treasury. Of course, the religious leaders of the time would give more honor and credit to the wealthy, who gave a significant amount more. But Jesus was quick to point out that the widow had given more than all the others, because out of her poverty, she put in all she had to live on. When I think about that widow who had her priorities exactly right, I am inspired by that kind of courage and faith. How about you? Are you striving towards extravagant generosity? When you see it in others, it's hard to miss, and it's even more fulfilling and humbling to experience it yourself. So keep your eyes and ears open for these acts that may not seem like much, but really are ways to live a life full of generosity.
Higher food prices don't necessarily translate into higher grocery store profits. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
You met Andy Herrig in yesterday's show. He's with the Food Marketing Institute, which recently surveyed food shoppers to see what they thought about grocery store profits and other trends. Herrig says grocery sellers are not raking it in.
If you asked about what people thought the average grocery store profit margin was, people said 35.2%. Now, I got to tell you, that's, you know, a pleasant daydream for most of my members. They would love if that were the case. But in fact, that is not the case. And it is historically under 2%. 2020, the COVID main year, it went up to 3%. That is still among the lowest among all major industries.
Regardless of where those higher food costs are coming from, Herrig says consumers who were surveyed are still worried about the trend.
76% of consumers are concerned about rising prices and their ability to afford this. And one of the concerning parts here is you talk to them and you say, are you concerned about having enough money to afford the food you need? Not the food you want, the food you need. That has increased from 35% to 43% over the course of 5 months.
Tomorrow, more about consumer perception and reality with respect to food prices. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Sheer Quality Furniture is a proud supporter of all the area FFA chapters. These students represent our future customers, employees, and community leaders. Good luck at the state convention. From Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. The latest American Farm Bureau Federation market intel report says farm bankruptcy filings total 169 in 2022. Now, that's the lowest number since Chapter 12 became a permanent part of bankruptcy law. Veronica Nye, senior economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the lower number of bankruptcy filings is good news.
2022 data from the U.S. courts show that Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings were down nearly 39% in 2022 compared to 2021. They came in at 169 filings, which is the first time that we had fewer than 200 filings since Chapter 12 became permanent in 2005.
Now, Nye says farm bankruptcy trends tend to follow net farm income.
Well, we certainly tend to see more Chapter 12 filings when net farm income is down. So just 3 years ago in 2019, we had 599 farm bankruptcies. Last year, with net farm income of $163 billion, those number of Chapter 12 filings should have been down, and we're glad to see it.
Now he talks about what 2023 might hold for the farm economy.
USDA is projecting a decline in net farm income in 2023 of about 16%. So while we hope this is a change that persists through 2023, a lower number of farm bankruptcies, it's anything but guaranteed.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. Here's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. At Atchison, it's 42, 43 at Lawrence, 44 at Mound City, 43 at Fort Scott, 48 at Columbus, 44 at Goodland, 44 at Concordia. And that's a look at your 4-inch soil temperatures from the state of Kansas. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wichita State softball is back, and single game tickets and outfield decks for your group are available now. As Shocker softball continues to new heights following their NCAA regional appearance, they're led by reigning AAC Player of the Year, Addison Barnard, and All-American Sydney McKinney. It's the hottest ticket in town. Seating in Wilkins Stadium is limited, and tickets are selling fast. Purchase your single game tickets at goshockers.com/tickets, or reserve your very own outfield deck by calling 316-978-FANS today.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be hosting the second annual Flendale's Replacement Female Sale Wednesday, March the 29th, starting 12 o'clock noon. This sale will feature 150-plus choice reputation black and black-white face first calf heifers. They'll be with Angus-sired 45 to 70-day-old calves by side. There will be 300 fall-bred calf-vaccinated first calf heifers consisting of 150 blacks, 80 black-white face, and 70 red fall-bred heifers. They'll be AI or bull-bred to low birth weight, high calving-ease bulls for August through October calving. There will be 380 choice spring-born calf-fed vaccinated replacement heifers consisting of 200 Angus and Angus-influenced heifers, 100 black-white face, 25 sim-Angus, 40 red, red-white face, and Hereford heifers. All the heifers will be pelvic examined and have pre-breeding shots. For more information on the special replacement female cattle sale to be held Wednesday, March 29th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
What to think about when investing in agriculture technology. That's today on the Successful Farming Tuned Into Tech series brought to you by John Deere.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
You think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Duane Cantrell, Managing Partner and CEO of Fulcrum Global Capital, a Kansas City-based center capital fund investing solely in the global food production sector, says there are many things that come into play when evaluating investments, and that is where his company comes in and helps farmers make investment decisions.
We are accessing opportunities on a global basis, looking at and doing the diligence
looking at the team, looking at the technology, vetting each of those, looking at the total addressable market. So the trade-off there is if you're investing directly as a producer, farmer, you have complete control but limited access, then you're doing the diligence and that we would in a long extended process.
Cantrell says there are three common mistakes that are made when investing.
Where it sits on a readiness scale is really a critical factor in its ability to not only survive, but thrive and be acquired. And so I think that there is really trying to understand where is that state of readiness of the technology. Secondly, is not really understanding the future capital required. I'm making an investment today, but for that company to survive and continue to grow, it may need two or three more rounds of finance.
In addition, he advises farmers to look at investment alternatives.
If you're solving a $1 billion problem, I assure you, you're not the only one in the world trying to solve it. So it's understanding the other alternatives out there and which of these are the best solution.
Duane Cantrell, Fulcrum Global Capital. I'm Lori Boyer. For more information, go to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. May corn, 648.5. That's up a quarter right now. July corn, 630.5. That's up 3/4 early. Kansas City wheat for May, 868.75. That's up 8.5. City wheat for July, 855.5 right now. That's up 7.75. May oats, 379.25. That's up 2. July oats, 370.25. And that's flat right now. Soybeans for May, 1465.75. That's up 23.5. July soybeans up 23.5 as well at 1444.25. Cotton for May, 82.52 is your current price, and that's up 3. Cotton for July, $82.97. That's up $2.98. Live cattle for April, $164.97.5. That's up 7.5 cents. June live cattle, $158.97.5. And that's up a dime. Feeder cattle for March, $191.65. That's up 70 cents. Feeder cattle for April, $197.17.5. And that's down 45 cents. Oil for May, $73.82 per barrel. That's up $1.01. June crude oil, $73.95. That's up $1.02. Gold for April, $1973.80. That's up $20.20 right now. June gold, $1990.90. That's up $19.40. Silver for March, $23.28. That's up 22 cents. Silver for May, $23.45. That's up 30.5 cents. Looking at Wall Street, the Dow down 43, S&P down 14, NASDAQ down 108. Let's look at your market information from the America Ag Network.
Wichita State Baseball takes their show across town to Riverfront Stadium as they face off against reigning national runner-up Oklahoma. Tuesday, March 28th at 6 p.m. Be there as the historically filled Shocker Baseball program makes their third all-time appearance at the new downtown Wichita Ballpark. It's a baseball lover's dream. Tickets start as low as $4 for youth and $8 for adults. Get yours today at goshockers.com/WSU Riverfront or call the Win Surge Ticket Office at 316-221-8000.
Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023, Saturday, May 13th, First Console Casino. From over 50 million albums sold comes the Poison Hits and Solo Hits Live. All for the man who starred in VH1's Rock of Love, the Masked Singer on Fox and ABC's Greatest Hits. Brett Michaels, Mardi Gras 2023. Purchase online at 7chance.com or by phone at 866-966-1777. Another breath of fresh air from Inner Visions.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Are residual soil fertility deductions worth the headache? I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State and Washburn University School of Law professor Roger McOwen explains the tax code and the proper processes when applied to farmland.
It's known as excess or residual soil fertility, and the tax code under Section 180 does allow a deduction. And the concept here is if I buy farmland and I have the soil content measured and it's determined by a professional soil scientist, agronomist, that there is an excess above what average is in that area, then I could allocate some of my purchase price to that excess and amortize that over the useful life of that. So along with other allocations that I can make when I buy a farmland to depreciable structures such as fences and maybe a storage facility, those types of things, I can reduce my effective purchase price by being able to claim some tax deductions. So that's the theory of this.
He goes on to explain how the application of this tax code differs when applied to pasture and rangeland.
It applies also to land that is used for the sustenance of livestock. So that would mean your pasture land, your range land. Yeah, in theory it applies. Now, when you apply the theory, maybe not so much, because for starters, you're starting with land that's not worth as much, and so any deduction based on that, based on an allocation, is going to be less. When you actually do the math in terms of the deduction, in most instances, it's not going to be worth it from an economic standpoint to go through this process to determine what your deduction might be. The deduction is not going to be worth the cost of the soil analysis, the cost of the agronomic report, the cost of the tax return prepared. Prepare the return to claim the deduction, you're going to be underwater by the time you get all that done.
McOwen concludes with several words of advice, specifically dependent on what state you are located in and the use of aggressive firms that provide soil testing for these matters.
Some states take the position that they're not going to allow it just simply because they don't like it. And that's a personal thing in Department of Revenues from state to state. Now, most states are not like that. Most states will couple with the feds. And if you can claim it on the federal return, then they will allow it on the state return. But there are some states where simply the Department of Revenue has personnel that do not believe in this at all. And so in those states, we just take it on the federal return and ignore the state. I would caution listeners that there are some firms out there that do the soil testing. They're very aggressive on it, and you have to be cautious on that. Always get your tax practitioner on board early and have them engaged in the process, preferably before the sampling is done. The last thing that we want is somebody to buy a farm on the belief that they're going to get a large tax deduction and then find out later that it's not nearly as big or maybe even non-existent compared to what they thought.
Once again, that was K-State and Washburn University School of Law professor Roger McOwen discussing residual soil fertility deductions. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Landall Company in Marysville is currently hiring maintenance technicians on the first, second, and third shifts. HVAC knowledge and experience preferred. Strong troubleshooting skills are necessary. 1 year verifiable experience. They offer competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shift, plus a comprehensive benefit package and promotion opportunities. Apply online or learn more at Landall.com or call their Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome. Learn more at Landall.com.
Smith's Auto salutes the Pawnee City FFA chapter for providing guidance in the many and varied careers in the agricultural industry and is proud of the extraordinary and dedicated young men and women. Good luck at the state convention. From Smith's Auto in Pawnee City, proud to support our local students.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Mm-hmm.
classic country, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville. Now, ABC News.